We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. And Sports Radio 66. WFAN New York.
And of course, we are back, and he is our guest coming up in a second, is a former Ranger and a part of, well, one of the more popular Rangers of all time, part of Ranger lore and legend, is Ron Duguay, and also a part of MSG. Ron, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, listen, it's my pleasure. I always enjoy talking with you. I love talking hockey. Today's a little bit harder. Woke up this morning and come to the reality that there's no more hockey for a while. And so it's almost like when you're a player, as an analyst, it's almost like you're a player. The day after is so hard. And but you know, it is what it is. You just gotta you move on.
Yeah.
You
know, of course.
More than anything else, I just kind of look at the big picture and how pleased I was. Because it's really difficult now to make the playoffs. So the Rangers make the playoffs. They won the first round against a tough opponent, Montreal. And then they played Ottawa, and I think going into the Ottawa series, the expectations were higher than Montreal. There was a feeling that the Rangers were a little bit better. But they fell short. But overall, the season was awesome. It was entertaining. I got two rounds of playoffs. And you always have to look at the glass is half full or half empty. Glass is half full.
Well, I would like, yes, and we're all Ranger fans. So the bottom line is we're on the same page there. But how do you get better? How do you improve? How do you attempt to avoid what we saw? Because what we saw in this series, and we were all saying the same thing, Ron, that the Rangers are a better team. Well, the better team won. And the Rangers were just exposed. And where can they get better? What is point number one? What is numero uno when it comes to improving this team for next year and beyond?
Well, I guess when you look at the whys of, you know, not being able to play better hockey when you're dealing with a 6-on-5 and not being able to hold on to a lead, a part of it is your back end, your defense.
Right.
And so you look at it, you think, were they quick enough? Are they smart enough? Are they strong enough? And I'd have to say that I would love to see a Ranger defense a little bit tougher and a little bit quicker.
Go ahead.
Every team wants that. Every team is looking for that.
Sure.
And that's why the Rangers felt they needed to add Smith to the lineup. And he was all of what they thought they were going to get. Plus some. He provided some toughness that the Rangers were lacking. And so I think they're not going to – the first place they're going to look is how do we improve our defense.
Is Girardi and Mark Stahl long for the team?
Well, you know, you look at what they've done for the team, and it starts there. You got to appreciate what they've done. Where are they now? Are they still providing – their value for what we saw, say, 5 years ago? Maybe not. Probably not. Is the speed there? Not as much. Is the toughness there that I'd like to see in a defenseman? Maybe not as much. So they've lost some. And so I think that's where they're going to have to look at moving forward. Can they go deep in the playoffs with those two guys? And what they're paying. That's the thing. A lot of it is, for what you're paying, are you getting the value out of it?
Mm-hmm. What the Rangers proved in this series was that they were able to lose from ahead, unable to win from behind. Games 2, games 5 certainly come to mind last night. How do you explain, and we're talking with Ron Duguay. How do you explain with your series on the line and your season on the line, the Rangers come out flat in the first period last night at home yet.
Hard to explain. When
yes.
when you look at that Tuesday game compared to the other Tuesday game, they had a Sunday off and 2 days to kind of get ready. And game three and game four was their best hockey, right?
Yes.
So you're going to assume that same scenario. Sunday off, couple days to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's some big disappointment after having them and losing them, but they've come back from that stuff. So you were expecting a lot more, okay? And we don't see it. Now, is all the blame on the Rangers, or do you give credit to the other team on the ice?
Both.
The other team on the ice so got charged up for what they did back in Ottawa that it was a carryover. And when you look at that team, Ottawa team, I think they displayed just a lot of discipline, and they kept getting better. With every game, they kept getting better. And they felt very confident to play their system, and they thought they were going to eventually get good results, all right? And so I think that's a lot what we saw was a team that played with a lot of discipline, a lot of heart. I'm talking about Ottawa. And they got some bounces. When you look at the first half of that game, the chances, the Rangers weren't getting any kind of chances. It wasn't until later they got some chances, and they seemed to play off of that. But their opportunity really was when they had that four-minute penalty, okay? After they get scored on, now you got a four-minute penalty to get yourself back in the game. They don't capitalize. The power play, it wasn't just that they weren't getting chance. It wasn't that they didn't capitalize. It's how it looked. It looked terrible. They weren't that organized. It wasn't a good setup. And so who do you blame for that?
Well, the first person I would mention, I mean, obviously the players on the ice and they have to execute. We understand that. In most sports, and certainly hockey, you're going to think right away of the coach. The coach who may not have known, Ron, that Anderson was pulled and giving an extra skater on the ice for Ottawa. But first and foremost, isn't it part of what a coach does with his team and his players that they are ready with urgency, ready with desperation, with their season and the series on the line, the whole thing? Isn't that a part of Vigneault's responsibility?
I would say the big part of his responsibility is not necessarily getting the players ready, not at that level, and not when you're that deep in the playoffs. I think that really comes within the dressing room and the captains on the team. But when it comes to preparing your team to play a certain way with certain technique, I'm talking special teams now, that's all on the coaches, making sure they're prepared, they're going to play a certain way, and you're going to have the right players on the ice at the right time. That's all on the coaches. But as far as the effort and the character of the team, yeah, the coaches are responsible, but really, if you don't have the self-motivating players in the dressing room, you're not going to win anything. And I think that's part of how they lost this series. They got outworked by a very hungry, very well-coached Ottawa team.
Earlier today, I called the police department and filed a missing persons report on Derek Stepan. Where is he? And also, I mean, there were a number of marquee players, Ron Duguay, former Ranger with the MSG, everything. There are a number of marquee players who just didn't make their presence felt in this six games against Ottawa. And I don't know where Derek Stepan is. Do you?
Well, the game itself, regular season, games played at a faster pace now. And when you look at the playoffs, it goes up a couple notches, right? So it's at a fast pace. It's after playing 7 months of hockey, so it's not only played fast, but there is a certain strength that you need, physical strength. And so you got to look at a Derek Stepan, who's not a really big guy, and he's not a real fast skater. I think sometimes those type of players fall behind a little bit. If you can't play 100%, go all out every single shift, then you're going to get exposed. And if you're tired and you're trying to be that player and you're playing not feeling the energy that you need, then you're not going to make the plays that you normally do. So am I making excuses for him?
Yes.
No, not really. I don't want to make an excuse for him. But yeah, I can tell you that he doesn't have the foot speed that a lot of guys have. And I don't think he has the strength that a lot of guys have. So sometimes some of those guys will fall behind a little bit, just a little bit, where they're not the same player as you might see during the regular season. Without knowing him personally and not being around him in the dressing room, that's my best explanation.
Yeah, and behind he and the team is right now. You mentioned and allude to physicality. We're talking with Ron Duguay, of course. You talk about the physicality. Carlson, a terrific player. We all understand and recognize. We understand Anderson had his best game last night, make no mistake, although a lot of those shots went right into his midsection. But nonetheless, you got to give credit, as you allude to also, about with Carlson and Turris and Stone and these guys who just did major damage. Carlson had fractures in his foot. Why wasn't he hit last night?
Yeah, that's a good question. He should have had a big X on his back.
Yeah,
and they should have gone after him early and let the whole team know, let the whole building know that they were really physically going to go after him.
Right,
and they did some of that where we saw he was wounded a little bit, but it wasn't to the point where. You know, sometimes you may have to take a 2-minute or a 5-minute penalty to just really possibly get him out of the game. And you didn't see any of that. And I don't think that's the character of this team. The character of this team is, like Coach Vigneault says, we go whistle to whistle. We concentrate, we go whistle, whistle, we play the game, we play our game, which is our game is a speed game, control game.
But they were physical with Montreal.
Well, they had to. They were forced. They were backed into a corner. Either you're going to come out fighting, or you're going to get your ass kicked. And I liked that Montreal did that to them because it forced them to play on their toes, and we saw the best out of them. That's why I was hoping that we'd see some of that carry over into the Ottawa game, especially game one. Right? Thinking, okay, we got to tap into this. We can be a physical team, but they didn't do it. They were, you know, they went back to playing a skill game, and that was my criticism of that team, is that I was hoping to see some physical play, because Ottawa's not a big physical team. They could have gone after them and thrown back on their heels and let them know, this is who the Rangers are now, all right? And we didn't see any of that.
Ron, before I let you go, and I can't thank you enough once again, of course, there are three people I want to see come out of retirement to help the Rangers. One is you. The other is Craig McTavish to win a faceoff, and the other is Sergei Zubov to quarterback the power play. What about all of that?
Yeah, no, I know. Front net presence, right? Trust me, at the age of 60, I would have gone in front of that net, and I would have made it very difficult for Anderson. And as far as winning faceoff, so important, because they lost so many faceoffs last game, right? And Zubov, being a good puck moving defenseman,
he was great.
You talk about McDonough. I think he carried so much of the weight as the captain, got a lot of ice time. To me, he looked tired in the last two or three games. He wasn't himself.
Yeah, and maybe someday we'll find out a couple of games ago who Girardi was passing to when he tried to make that cross-eyes pass. Ron, a million thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure. We enjoyed watching you guys on MSG after the games. Take care of yourself, and thanks again.
All right. I'm going to have a nice summer and get ready for October. You do the same.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Ron Duguay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.